This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And, you know, I don't want to scare anybody here, but understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead.
The end is near! We are all gonna die!
This is Guy Dad and his league, honestly.
And admittedly, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. The beginning of this will probably be a little lumpy.
It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything.
This is a free country, man!
And if it isn't essential, don't do it.
You're not the boss of me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The reason why people are reaching those conclusions is because, like you, they don't have the discipline, maybe the intelligence, I don't know, to read through this, to read this, and to read 20 more like it. You can't tell me there's no evidence when I have a couple of thousand affidavits from people. You can't tell me that your credibility is better than the credibility of those people. They swore under oath. You didn't.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, I hear all this about, well, it's a great sacrifice of my freedom. Well, tell that to all the people who went to World War I and gave their lives.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back.
Are you going to continue to violate the state's orders and
this
stay
is
open?
A state order. This isn't an order. This is a conspiracy. This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your right.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, the number, if you'd like to give us a call at any time during the hour, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And I would like to address my remarks here to the Attorney General of the United States, Bagpipe Bill Barr. He said that he hasn't seen any evidence that any kind of voter fraud that would have changed the vote totals enough to flip states. I would ask him to take a look at what the Trump team has shown the Georgia Senate hearing today. It's an amazing video, and if you haven't seen it, you really should. We tweeted it out, Howie Carr Show, at Howie Carr Show, and you can find it most places. Twitter is, of course, already disputing it. This claim is disputed. Everything that Donald Trump says is disputed. I mean, this is video. This is video from 10:30 on election night. They in Fulton County, Atlanta. They round up all of the poll watchers and everybody else that's in the room, and they push them out, get them outside, and then there's a large table. There are four people left in the room, and they bring out these tables, these suitcases, big suitcases out from under the table, and they open them up, and there are all these ballots, and they begin counting the ballots with everybody gone at 10:30 at night. I assume, was this when the water main break occurred? The water main break, they said they had to shut down the counting, and it turns out that nobody ever sent a repair order in. There was no water main break. But this is what happened. And, you know, a lot of people that are viewers of Newsmax and other networks have said, well, you know, if Donald Trump has all this evidence and Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell and L. Lynn Wood, if they have all this evidence, why is there no video? We have surveillance cameras, you know, watching over every aspect of our society. Surely there's some surveillance video. Well, now there is some surveillance video, and it's going to be a very interesting question, isn't it, this evening. Are the network newscasts? Are the cable newscasts, other than Newsmax and maybe one or two other cable channels, going to show this this smoking gun video from Atlanta? I mean, does this force Governor Kemp to call a special session of the legislature to overturn the certification, which is permitted under the Constitution, and send a new slate of electors to Washington that will vote for Donald Trump, who most likely, I think we can all agree, carried the state of Georgia? Does this do anything for any of the either of the Senate runoffs, especially David Perdue's Senate runoff? As you know, most of the evening he was over 50%. He had more than John Ossoff, more than half the votes. And if they could get Perdue over that level, I don't know if they can or not, probably not, there wouldn't be a runoff. There'd be one runoff between Kelly Loeffler and Jeremiah Wright's acolyte, Raphael Warnock, but there wouldn't be a second one. 844-500-4242. Remember when in the O.J. Simpson trial, Johnny Cochran had the famous rhyme, "If the glove does not fit, you must acquit." Well, there's already trending on the internet a new Cochran-esque rhyme about this video that's been posted. "The fraud is no fable. Just look under the table." And my question is, if this kind of fraud was in evidence, and that it was Republicans who were trying to upend a presidential election when the Democrat nominee was, say, oh, I don't know, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, do you think there would be some interest in the mainstream media? Now in Nevada, they're just beginning a hearing on the voter fraud accusations of the Republican and the Trump campaign about what's been going on in Nevada, and it's as bad as what's alleged to have occurred in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and the other states. The Trump campaign is going to present evidence that 1,500 ballots in Nevada were cast by dead voters. 42,000 people voted multiple times, and there is also evidence that there were gifts and money exchanged on the in the tribal areas, the Indian reservations they used to call them, for exchange for ballots that were filled out. And according to the Federalist, officials in Clark County, which is Las Vegas, there's one official in particular, a guy named Joe Gloria, who hasn't left his house for days, according to the Federalist, because he doesn't want to be subpoenaed to testify about what's gone on in Las Vegas during the voting that was going on. And as you know, there are stories today that the Supreme Court wants to take up the Pennsylvania case. John Roberts is opposed to it, the Chief Justice, but it doesn't really matter because there are five justices who want to take it up. And I think we know who those five justices are. They would be Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas, who've been there for a while, and it would be the three justices that were appointed to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Amy Coney Barrett, and Brett Kavanaugh, and Neil Gorsuch. And if they want to take it up, and they want to throw out the slate that's coming, that's being certified, and throw it back to the legislature, a Republican legislature in Harrisburg that doesn't seem to have the gumption, the stomach, to actually overturn the certification, shall we say? I guess that's what you call it, of these votes. 844-500-4242. We have a lot to discuss today. We're going to talk to the to the lawyer for this bar on Staten Island in New York City, where the manager was arrested, and they're trying to defy these coronavirus lockdowns. This is a movement that's gaining momentum. It's across the country. It's in Michigan. You heard the restaurant owner in Michigan in the intro. It's in California, Long Beach, Beverly Hills, Pasadena. The wheels are starting to come off the coronavirus panic of 2020. We'll get to all of this as we go through the afternoon. And again, the number if you want to call us is 844-500-4242. Check out that video and tell us your reaction to it from Georgia. It's a game changer, or it would be if the mainstream media would cover it. With the incoming administration barging their way into office, this may cause some economic disturbance, to put it mildly. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate is going to grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate that took decades to build up. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years in a row, because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. Cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission. But in an auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied customers, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111, 800-521-0111, or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Eden Pure is continuing their buy one, get one sale. Eliminate pet smoke and basement odors for good. My listeners love the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Bogo. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you take the vaccine if it meant your life would go back to normal?
Yes, I would.
61% say they would too.
It's down 5 points in 1 hour. I think people are hearing more stories about the fact that there could be problems. I guess I'm stuck with my vote, though. 844-500-4242. We're getting more information about this video from Fulton County. A woman who identified herself as Jackie Pick, a lawyer who was assisting with the Trump legal case, said the team received video footage from State Farm Arena's vote tabulation center in Fulton County, Georgia, Atlanta. The team said GOP poll watchers were not allowed to watch the counting process in the poll center. But according to Pick, she's a Republican lawyer, an unusual occurrence took place later in the evening around 10 p.m. Eastern Time. A woman, described as a blonde woman with braids, told workers to stop counting and ordered everyone to go home. Everyone clears out, including the Republican observers and the press, but four people stay behind to continue counting and tabulating well into the night, Pick said. They counted unobserved until about 1 a.m. Pick said that video footage shows Fulton County election workers waiting at their scanning seats until GOP poll watchers and reporters left the room before they started scanning ballots, ostensibly without any observation. Pick noted that it contravenes state and county law. At 11 o'clock, once everyone is gone, the workers are seen pulling ballots out from underneath a table. She asked if it's normal to store suitcases of ballots under a tablecloth. Pick said after reviewing footage that it's not a normal procedure. This is from the Epoch Times. It's not clear if election workers knew they were being recorded on camera. Oh, I think it's pretty clear they didn't know they were being recorded on camera. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, I am a teacher in Pennsylvania, and I just want to say, first of all, I have enjoyed your show very much. God bless you for speaking the truth. I'm very frustrated. I was an avid Fox News watcher, and although I still do watch Mark Levin, I think he's outstanding, I'm disappointed in how liberal they've become and how they have not had most of what you're saying on their network. As a teacher, I feel like our children, our students are our future. They are our greatest resource. And how do I go into a classroom and try to explain to my students when we can let any other liberal teacher explain what they want to? And as a conservative Republican, how do I explain to them that our Constitution obviously means nothing? How do I explain to them the way the government is supposed to work, that we are supposed to be for truth? And as I was a huge Trump supporter, very disappointed, stayed up all night, 2016, praying that he would win. He did. I was disappointed he didn't win. But I just feel like if Joe Biden wins fair and square, I would be the first one to congratulate him.
Exactly.
We have become so divided as a nation. And I feel like part of the problem is we can't sit across the aisle from each other. And I don't have to agree with you politically, but you don't have to scream and yell and tell me I'm a terrible person because I have my own political view. And that's where America is right now. And I am fighting for the truth. I thank you for what you're doing. I pray to God that people start listening to what you're saying and that other networks can eat their own words when they have been so unfair and so unjust to the process of our Constitution.
Thank you, Barbara. Well put. And keep watching Newsmax. We all appreciate it here. Thank you. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, what I'm going to talk about is that Trump got cheated so bad it was crazy, you know. And on top of everything else, that the way it's going on the even the virus and stuff, you know, it's way out of proportion. People can't work. They take away their jobs if they're not they get this virus stuff on and everything. So, hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Keep watching Newsmax, okay? Thank you. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, Howie, how you doing today?
Very good.
I'd like to know, has anybody come up with the idea of giving Biden a psych test or having him checked for dementia? Because he sure stumbles a lot over his words.
Well, you know, during the campaign, Trump challenged him to take the test. And at first he said he had taken the cognitive test. I think it's called the Montreal cognitive test. I've actually taken it myself. They ask you to remember certain things and they give you a clock with no hands on it and tell you to, you know, they give you a time. And there's a number of things they measure. And Trump apparently aced it. And Biden first said that he had taken the test a lot. And then they asked him if he would take it again. And he said, no, he wouldn't take it. That's when he challenged the black reporter who was questioning him. And he said, do you want to take a test to see if you're using cocaine? Imagine if Trump had said that to anybody, or let alone a black reporter. But I don't think you're going to get any of that, Jerry. They're going to keep him under wraps. Now he's broken his foot or injured his ankle, whatever it is. And he's not coming out very often. Today he said, I don't want to scare anybody, but there could be another 250,000 people dead in the next 60 days, which would be more Americans dead than have died in the entire year of or almost a year of coronavirus.
I believe meant to say 25,000, but who's counting?
Is that what they're saying now? He meant to say 25,000?
The trajectory from the experts is 25,000 more dead by the end of January. So Biden,
well, he said on occasion, I believe we have a videotape and audio tape of him saying that, 150 million people have died?
I put together a whole new segment of all Biden's latest number gaffes if we want to hear that a little bit later.
Okay. Maybe we'll hear that in the last segment, Taylor. That's a good idea. We'll be right back with the lawyer for the Staten Island Bar that's the site of all these demonstrations at night. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, the politicians have set up a system of rules for you and me, their constituents, or as they sometimes seem to think of us, as their subjects. But they don't obey the rules themselves. You know, we have the mayors of all these communities: Denver, San Francisco, San Jose, all violating their own rules or flouting their own rules. Anyway, sometimes they claim they don't violate them, but they're making it extremely difficult for small businesses to operate, especially restaurants. And in the Northeast, in Massachusetts, where I'm from, 37% of small businesses are gone since this started. And in New York and New Jersey, you know, in the same general area, it's up around the same 38% of the businesses are gone. And it's just been it's been devastating. So now businesses are starting to fight back. They're defying these draconian, crazy orders that are imposed by people like in New York, Bill de Blasio, the mayor, and Andrew Cuomo, the governor. And there have been some protests, large protests on Staten Island. Staten Island, of course, is the most conservative part of New York City, and there's talk of Staten Island seceding and becoming its own city in outside of New York. And there is a bar that is that it's called Max Public House, and it's they've decided to stay open anyway. And despite the closure orders, and joining us now on the line is Lou Gelormino. I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing it badly, Lou. How do you pronounce your last name?
That's fine, Howie. It's Gelormino.
Gelormino. Okay, great. So you're one of the attorneys for the bar. And tell us what's going on now with the bar on Staten Island.
So what happened was a couple of days ago, last week, as you probably know, the governor in all his wisdom divided Staten Island in half by putting half of Staten Island in an orange zone, which considered an orange zone, and half of the Staten Island in a yellow zone. The orange zone restriction required that bars and restaurants not be allowed to serve food indoors, which effectively closed down Max Public House. And the ironic part is literally, you can go a block and a half away and eat a cheeseburger, and enjoy a beer. And in Max Public House, you can't. So my two clients just had enough of it, refused to shut down. On Wednesday or Tuesday night, about 20 Sheriff's Jeopardy stormed into the place. I happened to be there coincidentally, just speaking to my clients. I was on my way to my son's basketball workout. Basically shut the place down, kept the employees, Danny, and I told him I was the attorney for Danny, kept us in the place, and eventually...
Danny's the manager. Danny's the manager, right?
Danny's the general manager and part owner.
Yeah. And so who are these sheriff's deputies? I never read too much about sheriff's deputies in New York City. Who are these people?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, right? Because the NYPD and the state troopers refuse to execute these orders. They've told the governor and mayor, we're not going to do it. So the sheriffs in New York City had a very, very, very minute law enforcement role. They're actually civil enforcement agents.
Right.
They had to recruit taxi and limousine agents to join them. So the mayor is using the sheriff's department. No, I'm being serious.
So these are like Uber drivers. These are Uber drivers and a guy you fly into LaGuardia or JFK and this guy picks you up in a taxi and now he's writing you a citation, didn't he? One of these guys?
I'm not sure I would call them Uber drivers, but they've become the mayor's personal enforcement force. Almost like the brown shirts back in the 40s, because the police department and the state troopers don't want to do it. They wrote me up for 4 criminal court summonses. So I've been charged criminally 4 different times. Absolutely, I assure you, was nothing but polite, cooperative, and respectful to every one of their agents, even after they wrote me the summonses. They completely lied on the summonses, completely outrageously made up some type of story. It was outrageous. And if they're doing that to me, who else are they doing that to?
So what I read in the papers today is that when people walked in to Mac's Public House now, or yesterday anyway, they were asked for a donation of $40, kind of to get around the fact that the restaurants were closed down. So it was like joining a club. Is that what was going on?
That was going on previously before them marching in, yes. They weren't asked for a donation. They didn't ask for a specific donation. They were giving away free food and beer, and if you wanted to make a donation, you could.
Oh, I see. Okay. So these livery drivers come in and start writing citations to everybody. What happens then? Tell us. And we've seen a lot of video. I mean, this story has gone national, obviously. But so what happens next? Who rounded up all the people who came to
Well, there
to
was
support?
Only there was only a few people. There were 5 or 6 people in the bar. They were asked to leave, and then the sheriff's deputies came charging in. They arrested Danny later on, but after an hour and a half, they issued over $50,000 in fines to the employees and the Max Public House. And then at the end of it, they arrested Danny for obstruction of government agency and for disorderly conduct, when I assure you, he was completely polite and cooperative the whole entire time. I was there the whole entire time.
$50,000 in citations? For this,
probably and so
you could walk a block and a half, and everything is wide open in Staten Island, but Mac's Public House is shut down because there was because a couple of people tested positive. That's the way it works out, right?
Well, the governor said that the South Shore of Staten Island is testing more positive than the North Shore of Staten Island. And like you said, literally a block and a half away, you can have a burger and a beer. You know how it's just coincidentally, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, the South Shore of Staten Island is the most conservative Republican area in all of New York State and all of New York City. I bet many of them didn't vote for Governor Cuomo or Mayor de Blasio. So I'm not saying anything untoward happened, but it might be just too much of a coincidence.
So what you're saying, Lou, is that perhaps the people who patronize Max Public House are part of the reason, or a large part of the reason, why Congressman Rose, the Democrat freshman, was ousted from the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, in a very decisive manner. I think the people of Staten Island, particularly in the South Shore of Staten Island, didn't like the fact that he tried to impeach President Trump and walked with the looters and rioters in Staten Island as they shouted defund the police. I don't think that went over very well here.
So what happens next with Danny and the other owner of the of Mac's Public House and you and everybody else who was charged with these criminal complaints? What do you guys do next? Is there going to be a demonstration tonight, another one at Mac's Public House?
I don't know if there's going to be another demonstration tonight, but there'll probably be one very shortly in the next couple of days. But as far as legally, I think the summonses against me are laughable. They will either be dismissed or there will be a very serious civil lawsuit against a lot of people. As far as the criminal charges against Danny, I assure you, my partner Mark Fonte and I will have them dismissed, or we will fight them till the very end. And as far as the civil case, that's going to be a problem, and we're going to fight it and keep fighting it until either they're dismissed or those fines are completely reduced.
Who do you blame for what's going on in this crazy situation where half of one borough is shut down and the other half a block away is not shut down? Is this de Blasio's doing, the mayor, or is this the governor's doing, or is there blame enough for both of them?
Howie, I don't want to be disrespectful to the mayor or the governor. I didn't vote for them. I would never vote for them, but I never want to be disrespectful. But the blame is here on the orange zone type of restrictions. That's completely the governor. The sheriff's department is de Blasio. So there's the blame. And all his wisdom to divide Staten Island right in half as far as pitting Staten Islanders and American against each other, it really, this stick could have been something else done. We understand that this is a very serious time for everybody, and we understand these are difficult times, but you have to come up with a better plan than that. That cannot be the plan to stop the COVID virus. The COVID virus doesn't stop at the railroad tracks down the block from Max's Public House. It certainly doesn't.
There are similar problems in Brooklyn and maybe other boroughs as well, though, aren't there?
He did a similar thing in Brooklyn with the Orange Zone restrictions in a very Hasidic Jewish area. The Hasidic Jews reunited amongst each other. They almost rioted. They actually did riot. And from what I understand, they stopped the enforcement over there very quickly.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, as they say, right? So maybe civil disobedience is the way to go, right?
Howie, I was very proud of my fellow Staten Islands last night. I really was. I've lived here my whole entire life, and I was never more proud to be a Staten Island. We had 2,000 people in the streets that were completely angry and frustrated. 2,000 waving American flags. But you know what, Howie? It was peaceful. There wasn't a window broken. There wasn't a store looted. All right. At the end of it, people cleaned up. They cleaned up in front of Max's Public House. That's the people that this mayor and this governor choose not to represent. They choose to represent and pander and cater to the people that were rioting and looting and tearing apart New York City. That's the sad part.
Gelarmino, you're a great spokesman for your clients, and I'm glad things are going to work out for you. And if you get down to Staten Island, check out Max Public House when it's open. It's not open today, though, right, Lou?
No, it's not. We're going to do our best to get it open in the next few days.
All right, thanks. We'll stay in touch with you, Lou. Thanks for being with us here on Newsmax and on the Howie Carr Show. Thank you. So here's another way 2020 has thrown us all for a loop, the holidays. Lots of my go-to gifts are non-starters this year. You know, not that I ever went in for ties or towels or anything like that. But, it doesn't seem right to do much unless you can give people something they can use, even in these straitened circumstances. That's why I suggest Raycon wireless earbuds. That is my silver bullet gift idea, because anyone is going to use them and really enjoy them. I listen to my Raycon wireless earbuds every morning. I go out for a bike ride right around dawn.
Who was on the playlist today?
The playlist today was Marvin Gaye.
Oh, very good.
I like especially Got to Give It Up, one of my all-time favorite songs. But he had a lot of What's Going On is another one.
I listened to the In the Groove album the other day.
Yeah. He was great. He was a great tragic ending, but he was a great person. You can listen to Marvin Gaye or anyone else and not bother them. No one has to know what you're listening to. And if you give these as a gift, whoever gets it is going to be able to play his or her own music or his or her own podcast. It's great. It's something that they will really appreciate for sure. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycons start at half the price. Best of all, this is something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And if they already have a pair of wireless earbuds, you always need a spare. Raycon's being generous for the holidays, so on top of their everyday great prices, they're offering my listeners 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Before we go to your calls, we wanted to play some of Joe Biden, numbers cruncher. He said today another 250,000 people are going to die. It was unclear whether he meant this month or the next two months, December, which is now.
He said until before January, by January, we would get 250,000 more dead.
So you're saying he meant just this month alone?
Yeah, and he meant 25,000 because that's what the current expert projections are at.
Okay, all right. So, but anyway, he's been all over the map, as you might expect, on numbers. Let's listen.
200 moms, dads, sons, daughters, grandparents who are no longer with us.
I think it's up to 30,000 people have died.
Over 600,000 dead, 600 plus thousand people.
60,000. 60,000.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs, lives of millions of people.
And now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
200 million people have died.
205 million people, 1,000 people.
210,000 people have died.
4 million existing billion, 500,000. 50,000.
A class of 25, you end up having two classes of 12, for example.
But you know, in the 2020 census, which is now two censuses ago.
The Oval, back in May 9, 2019.
A $15,000 minimum wage.
I got to the Senate 180 years ago.
$15 million minimum wage. That might cause inflation, don't you think? Rex, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rex.
Hey, Howie. How you doing? I just want to let you... Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know your viewers on Wisconsin about that toss-out on the legal with Trump's team. The president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, should try to show the video the other night when he was on Wednesday, when you guys showed that on there. And I love the president, and my vote counts. Then they take it out. You know, for all your viewers, you know, we ought to got it. This is democracy. You know, you got John Kennedy, the guy in the Senate. You know, he's trying to do something.
Right.
I'm with that guy. You know, I just think that we need to do something. I mean, you get these judges behind the bench, and they're guarded there. And then when they get out of the bench, they're guarded in their fence where they get out.
I know. It's got to go to the Supreme Court. It's got to go to the Supreme Court, unfortunately, because I don't think the Wisconsin legislature wants to deal with this problem. But thanks for the call, Rex. We appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.